Tension is rising once again between Israelis and Palestinians. Seemingly random attacks by Palestinians on Israelis continue. Israel continues to expand settlements for Jews in the occupied territories that contravene international law. There are no peace talks and no attempt is being made to revive them. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Byrne reports from Jerusalem and the West Bank.
You can hear how young Dima Alwawi is in her voice. She's a 12-year-old Palestinian schoolgirl sitting with her parents in the kitchen engrossed in Facebook. But instead of checking out her friends, she's looking at video of her arrest. Dima has only recently been released from an Israeli jail. She served 75 days of a four-month sentence for planning to stab an Israeli at a Jewish settlement. She was arrested near her home in Halhul on the West Bank. Dima didn't get close to any Israelis as security guards stopped her.
The settlers saw me and stopped me. They made me lie on the ground, tied my wrists with plastic handcuffs, and they stepped on my back.
She pleaded guilty, but now she says she was innocent and bullied into confessing. Twice her parents said she was questioned without a lawyer present.
I tell them we're young kids. It's sad that they do this to us. We're oppressed. What I know is that I'm from Palestine. I don't know about politics.
Israelis are nervous. Since October last year, Palestinians, mostly armed with knives, have launched dozens of attacks. A Palestinian exploded a bomb on a bus in Jerusalem last month. For Israelis, that revived horrific memories of bus attacks that killed hundreds in the last Palestinian uprising. I've come to Hadassah and Karim Hospital, which is the main hospital in Jerusalem, and here one of the victims is still being treated. She's a girl called Eden Dadon, 15 years old, very badly burned in the bus attack. Now I'm here with Eden's older sister, Shiran. When you're walking down the street or if you go somewhere and you see a Palestinian person, I mean, what do you think?
I think, why are they so evil? Why are they so bad? Why can't we live in peace? These are wars that we've been living with for years and we'll never find a resolution to them because they hate us. We hate them. It's mutual. But the difference between us is they're the ones who come to attack.
Back in the 90s, when the peace process started, there was a sense of hope that things might get better, but now there is nothing like that. In fact, here on the West Bank, there's a lot of anger. I'm in Bidu, a Palestinian village, and the village is close to Jerusalem as the crow flies, but actually it's a world away. Most of the Palestinians who live here can't travel to Jerusalem, to the Holy City, because of Israel's security regulations. Mourners gathered at the house of the Taher family. They were angry because Israeli private security guards had shot dead Ibrahim Taher, aged 16, and his sister Maram, who was 23, at a checkpoint into northern Jerusalem. Maram allegedly threw a knife at the police. Her family say they were both innocent, shot in cold blood by trigger-happy guards. Tahrid Taher said her brother and sister didn't have a chance.
They're used to this. It's normal for them. They kill us. They kill innocent children in cold blood. Our martyrs are in heaven. That's enough for us. They're used to this. It's in their blood. They want to get rid of us in any way. They have a law. Whenever they see an Arab, their policy is to kill them. Killing is their policy, even old people and kids.
Her uncle, Abdallah, joined in. He's gesturing at the moment, saying, if you scratch your head, they'll kill you. If you just pick something off the ground, they'll kill you. If you pick the phone out of your pocket, they'll kill you. The Israeli government says that's untrue, that Palestinians attack Israelis because they've been taught to hate them from childhood.
Where the wall started, all the way down till there.
Some Israelis disagree. One is Yehuda Shaul. He leads a group of former soldiers from the Israel Defense Forces, the IDF. They campaign against the occupation in a group called Breaking the Silence.
We believe the occupation is morally indefensible. We believe the occupation is morally unacceptable. We believe that it's destroying the morality of the IDF. It's destroying the morality of Israeli society. It's destroying the professionalism of the IDF. Armies are not designed to rule an occupation for 50 years over millions of people. And we believe that ultimately, in the long term, it destroys the strategic and security standing of Israel in the region. That's why we're against the occupation.
We were in Hebron, a major flashpoint. When Jewish settlers spotted Yehuda Shaul, they swore at him and called him a traitor. The atmosphere between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, is more combustible than it's been since the end of the second Palestinian uprising over a decade ago. History has shown that neither side can decisively beat the other. One day, they might be able to make a peace deal. If not, they face the slow drip of hate and the certainty of more killing.
Jeremy Bowen reporting there.